It's Sunday morning and it's time for our Ag and Conservation Update. I've got Chad Berge. He comes from the Eau Claire County Land and Conservation Office. The stuff that we talk about covers so much of the state and can be used in any part of the state. Those nutrient management classes are done, but I think you said there's still an opportunity to come and talk to you about nutrient management. What can you help us with?
Nutrient management planning really never ends. We have an agronomist in the office, and so do a lot of other counties throughout the state. But as we get into the spring, farmers are probably starting to pull out those planters, getting them ready. And I've been watching the crop prices are kind of ticking down and fertilizer maybe on the downward side. But that nutrient management plan is a great place to find those fields that might have higher nutrient loads already, where you could maybe save some money by not putting on as much fertilizer if it's not truly needed. So,
are you able to bring in some of those numbers and really get us a whole big picture for a field?
Yeah, sometimes those nutrient management plans is a lot of numbers. They might not make sense to everybody until you know what you're looking at. And that's where if farmers are interested, they can come in and Tim, our agronomist, can walk you through those numbers and help you make more sense of them and compare, what's available there in your soils already and to compare to what your plan of how much fertilizer you're going to put down. And there could be opportunities to move those nutrients to other fields and put less on other fields, or maybe you need to put on a little more. You want to make the most of that ground and your hard-earned dollars.
And even though we're talking a little bit about springtime, I'm going to take a little bit of a step back. And you mentioned winter grazing. So here in Wisconsin, I'm thinking grazing, but you kind of have a little bit different take on it. What are you thinking about?
Yeah, so especially with the cow herds, most of the time they're not sitting on a feedlot where sometimes the steers go and they sit on concrete. Your cow herds and sometimes grass up operations, they're always out on the field. So we like to call it you're grazing year round in some sort of fashion, even in the snow. So that's an opportunity if guys haven't looked into it. A great way to keep cattle and minimize mud is bale grazing. It moves nutrients around. So if farmers don't really truly understand that, we could certainly show you what that looks like and try to help you set up a plan. Feeding loose hay across the ground, it sounds like it can be a waste, but if done properly, it can really move nutrients around and really help with that mud and keep animals a little healthier.
So one thing I always think about when I'm putting those bales in those bale rings, letting those cows spread their own manure. Is that a big reason to analyze where you put your bale rings?
Correct, yep. If you're not keeping those in the exact same spot every time, you're keeping those nutrients spread out a little better across the field and not getting, in quotes, hot spots, really high nutrients in one location. So spreading those out, using those bale rings and those tools can really help with spreading those nutrients around on the ground.
Now, I'm really wanting to get back to talking about spring. With your nutrient management, we're always kind of keeping a watchful eye on what is happening in those fields. What's one thing that we really kind of need to really think about before we go do it out there?
Yeah, so moving forward, we all know there's a lot of snow and eventually that snow is going to start melting. So for guys that daily haul, or if your manure pit's maybe getting a little full, the recommendation is just to really watch the weather and spread on those days where the water's not running off or there's a big rain forecast. If guys are getting in a pinch and it's just too muddy, we don't want to see manure pits overflowing. So feel free to reach out to your local county office and they'll truly try to help to either find another storage location or possibly proper stacking locations, and then that manure can be hauled out when the conditions are a little better.
Reaching out to you, if we have a question, are you able to maybe even come out and look and make an evaluation?
100%. That's our favorite part of the job is actually getting out of the office and going out and meeting the farmers and just visiting the farms and getting to make those relationships. So, yep, 100%, we'd definitely love to come out and work and try to figure out, help solve some of those problems that are out there.
Well, you know, that manure sometimes gets piled up, and we have to be very cognizant of where we put it, getting the best value out of that manure. And that's our Ag and Conservation Update with Chad Berge for this Sunday morning, and I'm Jill Welke.